It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Welcome, everybody. It has been a minute since I have been live on radio. Probably, I don't know, I have no idea, last time I was live on radio, it's been that long, probably about a month. It was a much needed break, and it was good, it was enjoyable, but I am happy to be back here. I miss all of you. I miss being here, sharing with all of you and having these really important conversations that not only teach you something, but myself as well. I'm happy to say that I have a really amazing guest that is with me today, who is not only a 1-2 Listen advisor and radio show host himself, but happens to be one of the most important people in my life. Welcome to the show, Oliver Guttrum Svensson.
Hi.
I said your name right, baby.
Yes.
You're like, yeah, almost.
I didn't say that. I may have implied it, but...
You brat, you Capricorn brat. What are you doing?
I'm just had a good morning. Got up, got my coffee. Woke up at 8 o'clock, and right then and there, everything just sort of came streaming in, and made coffee, and had my overnight oats, and... And then I heard from you, and you said, you know, I want to play with you.
Come
on the radio, that is.
Radio.
Yeah, on the radio. Yeah.
Well, I want to come to Port of Adder and play with you, too. But, you know, we do that all the time. But, how have you been? How is the weather in PV? I'm missing you, and I'm missing PV.
Well, we miss you, too. But, I mean... This is going to sound very obnoxious, but I'm freezing.
You're obnoxious. It's 20 degrees here.
I know. Everybody's been shoveling snow while I'm just sitting there with my hoodie on, freezing on the beach.
In 80-degree weather.
Yeah, watching the sunset.
You really are becoming a Mexican. You know that because you get to the point where it's always so hot there that you're just used to it now.
Yeah, and I know. And it's funny, you know, because I do actually... walk around freezing. I'm not kidding. If I don't put my t-shirt on, long pair of pants and a hoodie, I'm freezing.
And everybody
else who comes down here, they're like, oh, it's a lot. They walk around their tank tops and shorts, you know, and flip-flops. And I'm like,
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but right now it's perfect there. It's like 80 every day, right? 60 at night, 50 at night.
60s at night, yeah. It's perfect for those who come down here. For me, we could turn the temperature
up a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I think the weather there is actually perfect.
Yeah, for most people, especially if you come from where there's lots of snow.
East Coast, yeah. Well, we have snow here. It's not like a tremendous amount, but we're just not used to having snow here in New York anymore. It doesn't really snow here anymore. It's like a rare occasion when it snows, which sounds weird for New York, but that's just how it's been for the past 5 years. So we kind of got used to that and spoiled. We would have like a dusting here and there, you know, and cold weather, but nothing brutal. But it's been really cold. It's been dropping down to like 10 to 15 degrees at night. I think it was 18 last night.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I mean, you've lived in Canada, so you know about that. And I'm sure, you know, from your hometown, it's cold in Denmark as well, right?
No, not really. We're sort of where New York is. It's very rare that we get snow now, but this year we got lots.
Yeah, so it's all over the place. So, I mean, I think we've had like three like small snow, you know, snowstorms, not anything major. We have like 3 inches of snow on the ground, which is nothing. But still, it annoys me because there's ice everywhere, right?
Yeah,
and it's cold. I don't want to leave the house. And I live in a very old house. that was built in the early 1900s. So it's not, you know, a house, and it's a beach house, right? It's like a bungalow by the water.
Oh my
So
God, wow, sounds good though.
yeah, no, it's, I mean, listen, I can't complain to live here in the spring and the summer and the fall. It's just absolutely amazing. But in the winter, it's horrifying because it's just an old house and it's so drafty. You know, it was like I couldn't get the house pat, you know, like it only stayed at 65 degrees last night. I couldn't get the temperature to rise because it was so cold outside. But I mean, 65 is better than, you know, what was outside. But
Yeah.
yeah, it's just a drafty house. Just you would literally sit in the living room and you actually feel a breeze. It's like, where the frick is that coming from? Like, what's happening right now? But yeah, so it's been chilly, it's been cold, and there's been some snow. It's just, you know, winter is, you know, ugh, I don't like it, but you know, it is what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd rather be in PV, but you know, I don't know, I might be coming back there soon. But the thing is this.
Yeah, seriously, PB is
Yeah.
still here. PB is
It's
still
still here.
here.
PV's not going anywhere. I'm just, you know, I'm figuring it out. But so yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on astrologically. There's a lot of changes that have been occurring out there in the astral world. I didn't get a chance to listen to Mark Pryor. I was too busy trying to get my shit together before coming on air. And you know, just trying to get in the groove because it's been a while, right?
Yeah, it has been a while. Yeah, that's all I can say. It's been a while for me too, and I'm now moving my radio show. It's going to be on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, that's so nice. I love that. So you're
Yeah.
going to be sharing the airwaves with Raven.
Yeah, and Jay and Alan, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
Yeah,
amazing. Two really amazing people to be sharing that with. Love them both.
unfortunately I'm not sandwiched between them, you know, but
That would be a pretty nice plus spot.
Raven is though that lucky girl.
She's very lucky. Between a Taurus and a Capricorn,
And
that's a
she's a
lot of,
Capricorn.
yeah, I know. That's a lot of earth energy. Oh boy, is she a Capricorn. I love her.
Yeah. No, but that's truly a let's bring out the earth signs Wednesday night, you know.
I'm sorry. I'm so sick of all of you. There's a lot of signs and earth signs right now. I'm sorry. I mean, if you look at what's going on astrologically right now, there's a lot of Earth. I mean, it's moving into, you know, the Sun just moved into Aquarius, you know, and it was funny. I saw some meme on, I don't know what site I was on, who the hell knows, but I gotta bring it up. I was dying laughing. It says, it's Aquarian season. Throw rose petals at my feet when I walk, bitch. I thought, oh, I have to post that.
Yeah, I
I
saw
sent
it.
it
It
to
was
my,
funny.
yeah, I sent it to my brother's girlfriend because she's an Aquarian and she was dying laughing. She's like, but it's the truth, Christina. I said, I know, that's why I sent it to you.
It doesn't even have to be Aquarius season, you know?
No, it doesn't. People should always throw rose petals at my feet
That's
because
not
I'm an
that.
elitist.
Oh, don't say that. I saw another one with there was like what is like a some dude is kicking another dude off the a cliff and say, well, bye bye Capricorn, is Aquarian season now, we're taking over, whatever, something like that. So I wrote back to the girl and said, yeah, we're happy to give it hand it over
We're
to you. And
happy
that's
to
a
hand the baton and Pluto
oh
to your ass. Bye
yeah,
bye.
exactly, that's what I said. And as a parting gift, we give you Pluto on your sun.
Let me kick you
Bye-bye.
right in your ass into the sun, right on top of your sun with Pluto. I know. I know. You know, it's funny because we joke around and we say, oh my
Yeah.
God, Pluto's going into Aquarius, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's such a slow moving
Planet.
energy, right? Pluto, it's such a, I mean, it's, you know, it's not as horrifying as a lot of the astrologers will have you believe, right?
Oh,
I mean,
I almost lost my life with Pluto on my son. I
listen, I'm a double Sag, so I'm gonna look at the optimistic parts of
don't
it. You know,
know.
it's a very slow burn of a transformation
It is, but it
that
is a
is gonna,
transformation.
yeah, it's a transformation. And listen, you know, is when Pluto transforms you, it's not fun, but The upside to it is that it's a slow burn. And there'll be days,
Yeah,
you know,
that's
it's not
true.
going to be every day of your life is going to be horrific, right? It's going to, you
Yeah.
know, there's going to be, well, listen, I'm a double Sag and I'm an Aquarius sun. So I like the transformation thing as long as it's slow and I'm not getting like whacked upside the head with a spiritual 2x4 every other day, you know?
No, that's too exhausting. I mean, thank God. I mean, there are breaks, and you get through it.
And
Apparently you do.
it's slow. It's a slow energy that kind of eases you in. But it's also exciting if you think about it, that your life is about to make these major transformations that with Pluto, you know, in the sign of Aquarius, the theme of that is crazy, like what's going to be going on in the world, as far as like technology and so many innovative things that'll be transpiring, you know, AI and all. I mean, there's just countless things, but also, you know, socially, you know, the energy of the archetype of Aquarius is the age of Aquarius. It's a beautiful transformation that's much needed in the world, right? But also, it's, you know, the thing about it is for individuals who are being, you know, affected by this more than others, these transformations that are going to take place in our lives are, while some of it can be painful, it's only it doesn't have to be as painful as people say that it can be, right? Because I know that any transformation in my life has been painful. I mean, listen, there's just fucked up things that happen to us sometimes, right? But we always it's either we're going to get dragged or we're going to go willingly, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. Well,
And
what I
listen,
like.
sometimes I have to be dragged. That's just the name of the game. By my hair, you know? I'm sure that I'm going to be dragged by my hair a few times. I already feel the energy.
like cave people.
Yeah, like there's going to be a caveman that comes along and drags me and says, "That's going to be the universe. The universe is going to be a caveman. Hit me over the head and say, 'Come on, bitch. This is where you're going, bitch.' Whether you like it or not."
Bend over and smile.
Yeah, but you know, it's like there are times where you have to be dragged, and there are times when
True.
you try to stop the evolution of what's trying to happen to you, and you get like a lot of bad luck, a lot, not bad luck, I shouldn't say that because it's not luck. You get a lot of challenging experiences along the road to trying to resist what is trying to transform in your life. And I
Yep.
think that sometimes if you know, you really just move into a space of like, you know what, I have to accept this, and as hard as this is, I'm going to face it. I think that we as humans do all three, don't you? Yeah, we do all three. We accept some stuff, we fight like hell, for, you know, and get dragged, and sometimes we just kind of try to sidestep it and keep like, you know, moving into our little sidestep shuffle, and then we, you know, we experience challenges. So I don't think that any one of us, as you know, having a human experience, do just one and not the other. I mean, I'm sure that that does happen, but I think for the most part, folks just do all three, and it's like you come in and out of it, you know?
Yeah. No, what I also like about it, the Pluto going into Aquarius, is that
But it's not in Capricorn.
that's pretty much what I like the best,
That's it. End of story, bitches. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that was fun.
I love you. Ahead.
No, I can't even. And literally what you do to me, that's what you do to me.
I can't. I'm spitting. I'm
and this
drinking
is
some green tea and I'm spitting it all over my mic right now. Oh my
and
God,
this is
Oliver.
and this has been the Christina LeFrench show.
We can't talk anymore. We're just gonna laugh.
But I wanted to say that Aquarius is a humanitarian sign, so we will see a lot of, if it's not humanitarian and good for the people, it would die on the Pluto. It would
Yeah,
be
absolutely. You shithead Capricorns.
Well, remember, Capricorn was all about power, right? Look at what
No,
happened
I
under
know. I'm
Brooks.
only kidding.
Well,
You know I have, you know I have affection for you beautiful Capricorns.
No, it's just me.
Yeah, pretty true. Oh.
But if you look at it, look at world events during Pluto in Capricorn. Look at the whole world. What is all about power and being the elitist and make the small man even smaller, and assert more power. Now Aquarius comes in with Pluto on the on Pluto on Aquarius sun, and it's humanitarian. So if you're not behaving and you're not doing it right,
Christina
yeah.
come to get you.
Yeah, seriously, all by herself, on a horse,
I'm
her
representing
spear.
all Aquarians at this point.
She'll be Xena, the warrior princess. Hi, yeah, 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 yeah,
I'm
yeah,
coming to get you
yeah,
with my metal bustier.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Seriously, you'll have all men running after you.
Oh God, that already happens. I'm kidding.
It's true, though. Oh my God. Seriously, Christina gets off the plane in Puerto Vallarta. I can't even. She's already got like 300 followers coming. I'm like, what are all these men doing in my apartment, Christina? Oh, we're just having a little party.
You're funny.
Even though I'm exaggerating, I'm kind of telling the
Yeah, they're
truth.
all gay anyway, because I love mine.
Seriously, like on the beach, you sit there and you chat up all the gay people, like they're like, hey, you look fabulous. Oh, so do you. And I'm not sitting there go, what am I? Chopped liver?
I was rolling his eyes.
Seriously.
I make
Everyone.
friends with everybody. It's hysterical.
I mean, she goes in the water, she meets all these gay men, they're out there for like 2 hours, looking like
Talk.
prunes when they come out, and
Yeah.
because
And
they
then I bring
talk.
them over and we're like eating lunch with them. And Oliver's like, I guess we have new friends, Christina.
I'm just
I'm like,
like,
yeah, he told me I was pretty, so I have to hang out with him.
and I'm like, I just want to get away from all these gay men.
And they follow me around, and then I get 90 massages, right?
Oh yeah, by Caesar.
Cesar.
So
That guy didn't speak a word
obviously,
of English. We had so much fun with him, right?
yeah. So listeners obviously know that this is like an inside joke, but on the beach they come around. They're vendors and they sell just about everything. And then they're every 2 minutes. Quite annoying, actually. At one point, you just want to tell them to go away. But they also have massage therapists. And Christina was very hot for
I never
Zizar.
say no. I'm like, yeah, I've had three massages today, but come
Yeah,
on.
then he came by, I can give you a massage. And Christina said, what is your name? Zizar. Stop laughing.
I ask him what his sign was?
I don't
Of
know if you
course I did.
did. Oh, you probably did. I
Of
can't
course I
remember.
did.
I can't remember,
I
but
think
oh my.
he was a Leo. Come on, he had to
He
be a
must have been a
Leo.
Leo, but he was a very good-looking Leo, I gotta
Yes,
admit.
he was very good looking. But yeah, Leos, I have an affinity for Leos. I love Leo men. I really do. I get along very well with them,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's hilarious. Oh my
It's it
God.
is
We all we
hilarious.
always get into trouble,
Yeah, there's always lots of trouble and fun. When we're in PV, it's
Well,
it,
actually, it's not so much trouble that
but it's funny trouble.
there are adventures. I mean, I have no clue how we got to Jalapa, but eventually we got
Oh my God, it was like
there.
an 8 hour. It was like a 45-minute journey that took us 8 hours to get there. That was the best time in that taxi cab. But yeah, I mean, me and Oliver always we always set out with great intentions on getting somewhere, but we always wind up meeting people or getting sidetracked in some way, shape, or form. There was like, I don't know, something spilling out into the road and preventing us from getting there. And we were just laughing. But I mean, we always managed to make it to our destination, but we always go on some roundabout adventure. I mean,
Yes,
we ran out of money while we were there. We managed to
because
find.
they only take cash and they don't have ATMs over there,
Yeah,
so
so we ran out of cash because, of course, we're so like, whatever. You're double Libra, my double Sagittarius. We know that we have a limited amount of cash because there's no ATMs and we're just like spending money everywhere. And then it just occurs to us, like, oh wow, we have to watch our money.
We also have to get home.
We have to get home, right? So we did have, thank God Oliver talked me into buying a round trip ticket.
Yeah.
Because hadn't we done that, we wouldn't have had no cash to go
You would have been
home.
stuck in your lava right now.
You told me, you're like, no, Christina, we need round trip tickets. I'm like, nah, we'll just grab a ticket when we want to go home. And you're like, no, listen to me. Your Capricorn took over. You were like, no, we need a round trip ticket. And I was like, thank God I listened to him. But we did, I mean, we were waiting for the water taxi, and we wound up meeting these two gentlemen that offered us a ride back to PV, right? Which was
Yeah,
nice, because
that
otherwise we
was
would have
very
been
nice.
stuck in Boca, because you can't catch a taxi there if your life depended on it.
Well, there is a bus. There is a bus for 10 pesos.
There's a bus with like chickens and goats on it.
No, it's not that bad.
Oh,
It's not the highland of Peru, you know? So.
it might as well be, Oliver.
Is
I
that
mean,
because I called it the chicken bus?
yes, you're the one who named it the chicken bus. You're like, Christina, this is nothing extravagant. We're going to get on a bus. It's going to be chickens and it's going to be really hot. So I don't want to hear you complain. I'm like, I'm not saying a word, I swear. I said, their bathroom on the bus. You were dying laughing, remember? You were like, a
Oh
bathroom? What? Where the hell do you think we are, Christina? Anyway, we got home. We found people.
Well,
We always
one
find
thing,
people.
it's like, this is why I laugh so hard down here when people start complaining. You know, I can't get this, I can't get that, a
Oh,
dentist
shut up, yeah.
broke, and I can't get it fixed. I'm like, mañana. That's all you need to know, mañana.
And Mexico timing, right?
It has
But
taken me a year to get a new stove. I'm finally getting one.
are they delivering it? Do you have a delivery date?
No, it's being bought. It's supposed to come this week.
Oh, nice. So I'm gonna be able
Yeah.
to we'll be able to cook. We'll be able to have that dinner party that we always talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I adjust pretty well, as bougie as I am with my giant suitcase and 90 bags of makeup and
And again, people need to know again where I live. There's a lot of stairs to come up to walk up.
oh God,
And
Oliver dies when he sees me coming up the stairs with that suitcase.
I'm telling you, it's like, how many buddies do you have in there? Seriously.
This
Dead
suitcase weighs more than
bodies.
Oliver, and he manages to drag this thing up to the penthouse, up into my room. I'm all the way on the roof.
On
And
all the way up, on the top.
when he gets there, he looks at me and he says, Christina, Christina. And I know I'm in trouble because he keeps saying my name and staring at me. Oh my God, remember when I extended my trip? I was at the Airbnb, I extended my trip and I said, Oliver, I'm coming. Well, we were at the bar together, but you were like, I'm come, you can stay at my house, Christina. And you and I was like, I'm not bringing the suitcase up to the penthouse. I'm just gonna leave it here in the living room. I'm not going all the way up. And you were like, oh, thank God. I'm like, I will just get all my stuff. I'll leave it in the on the in the corner in the living room. You're just looking at me like, oh my God. Because I accumulated more shit while I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh
because
no. Yeah, because it's so cheap down here, which is actually not always true.
it depends on what you're buying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
it's very
mean,
true.
I just so the new thing which you're going to have to experience when you come down here next is that there's a whole new thing that we
You
do
mean next
now.
week? No,
Yeah, next week on for your birthday. I bought beach blankets.
ooh.
So instead of going to those expensive bars and sit and watch the sunset,
And be waited
because
on and
yeah,
have
it's
massages.
just yes,
And my
we just
we could
go by
still
the
do that
local
though, right?
OXXO, the local key the local grocery convenience store, and we'll buy whatever we want to drink, what we want to eat, and we bring it with us to the beach, and we've open up the blankets, put on some music with a speaker, and just sit there and watch the sunset.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you immediately have saved, 300 pesos per person, which is about
Well,
20 US dollars.
we can do the bougie beach day, but just not every day like we normally do.
No, it adds up. It's so funny because when you live, you're right. I am probably becoming Mexican because I'm getting really frugal with
Well,
my money.
you're not on vacation every day, so you can't live like you're on vacation every
No,
day.
I
You know what I
can't.
mean? It's not logical, you know? And it's not realistic. It kind of changes your mindset a lot. But I mean, I don't know. I think that's a good thing and a bad thing. You have to kind of have a balance, right?
Well, I see, like, in all honesty, I love living down here, you know. So it and taking on the challenge of making it my home in that, you know, beautiful way, actually, you know. And just live as a local, basically, you know. And locals, they don't, I mean, they've figured it out. And if you watch them, oh my God, how they their pesos can go really far. Because I mean, what do they make a day? They make 300 pesos a day if they have a regular job.
No, I get it. You
That's
have to live like
$20
a
a
local.
day.
You are a local. You know? That mean I live like a local here. Do you? I mean, that would be like the equivalent of me going to like Danforth's and hanging out on the beach and, you know, in the Hamptons every time I went to the beach. It would cost me a fortune, you know? No,
So,
it you're figuring it out. Yeah.
but it's so nice because we are literally a couple of friends who just goes down to the we go down to the beach and watch the sunset and we'll talk and chat and just have a good time, right?
You're going to the beach by your house now? Yeah, there is access over there, right? That's pretty close.
Got a great beach right there.
This must be so pretty, right?
Oh my God, didn't okay, in that case, let me just see if I can. I can actually. Hold on one second. I want to post something. I want to post a picture I took the other night. I'm gonna sneeze.
It's
Look
okay,
at.
you can sneeze.
Hold on one second.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You look for pictures. Go ahead. I'm gonna say hi to everybody in the chat room. Hi,
Yep, do
Renee.
that.
Tiffany, how are you? Pamela's here. Maureen is here. John, hello, John, my cousin in Brooklyn, my other Capricorn that I adore. Quelly is here. Our birthday's coming up, Quelly. My birthday twin is here. Hey, Diana, nice to see you. Nice to see all of you hanging out in the chat room on Facebook. If you want to join us in the chat room, head over to the radio page and click on the chat button. And you
Yes.
could, if you want to ask a question in the chat room, guys, if you have a question that you'd like to ask me
I
and
got my
Oliver.
cards here. I got my
Yeah, Oliver
cards
has
here.
his cards. Yeah, I
Sure,
have a
sure.
couple of decks of cards sitting here as well, so feel free to ask a question. You know, try not to make it too long because, you know, it's live radio. Quick questions, right?
Anyway, I posted a picture of what I took that the other night.
Okay, let me see if I see it. Let's see. Oh God, that's amazing. Look at that, Oliver. That is breathtaking. Beautiful. There's nothing like sunsets and sunrises in Puerto Vallarta are crazy beautiful, especially on the rooftop
Yeah.
of your apartment. I get to have that experience. Sometimes I just wake up really early and I see the sunrise. I just sit out there in such amazement of the beautiful I mean, it's just gorgeous. You have a really nice view from your apartment. Because
Yeah,
on
I
a
can.
clear day, you can see the water. He has a mountain view, a water view, and then like a nice view of the city too. It's very, I mean, it's really beautiful. Quite
Yeah.
beautiful. It's a very, I don't know, it's just a happy place, but it's also peaceful. There's not like, you don't really see a lot of angry people in Puerto Vallarta. And you know what's interesting is you know, as we said before, no matter what, when we're in Puerto Vallarta, no matter what trouble we seem to get into, me and Oliver, people are always very happy and peeved to help you.
Yeah.
You know, like we've run into some little things here and there, but the people there are just they're willing to help you, and it's very easily to get help. It's not like, you know, when you're in New York and they're like they look at you like what? What do you want? Get the hell
No,
out of here.
people here are very friendly. They're very sweet. I mean, of course, you have those people who always want to sell you something, right?
Yeah. That's
And
on the beach. Yeah.
that's on the beach. Yeah, I'm probably known as the rude Dane, you know, because I look at them. Nope.
I know. I look at you and I'm like, Oliver, behave yourself. I'm just like, no, thank you.
No,
But you're
I
there.
went
You
there.
live there. So, you know.
I went there the other like last night to watch the sunset. I really do that every night right now. I spent an hour down there just watching the sunset because it's beautiful. But
Oh.
anyway, and this guy came up, oh, do you want to buy some cigars? I'm like, no. Well, come on, they're really good whatever cigars. I said no. Well, then do you want some weed? I said, I don't smoke, okay?
You're probably the only person in the world who doesn't. No, I'm kidding. That's hysterical. No, I know. Believe me, I'm sure that can get irritating, but you know, there's just, you know, whatever. It is what it is,
Yeah.
right? People may trying to make a living, but it is irritating.
Well,
Yeah.
it is. I mean, they're trying to make, and I understand that, and it's not easy for them down here because, as I said, if you have a regular job, you make 300 pesos a day, which is $20 a day, not an hour, a day. And I mean, can you imagine that was anywhere else in the world?
Oh yeah. I mean it, and I think too, it's like in Portovat, it's a little weird because like from COVID and then I don't know, I feel like the saturation of so many Americans there, and Canadians that, you know, it's driving up the prices of rentals and things like that. It's just, you know, it's making the economy a little weird there, right?
It does make yeah, I mean, well, the as rent here has gone up because of,
Yes,
yeah,
it has, even for the
unfortunately,
locals, yeah.
yeah, well, for the locals, they're being sort of forced out because of Americans and Canadians coming down here. Well, I've been
Who
yelled
are
at.
willing to pay ridiculous prices because they're stupid, yeah.
No, I mean, I've been told I have a very good deal here, but still, when I tell
Oh
them how
no,
much.
you live with the locals. You got in there before that mess started happening, you know?
Yeah,
You
but still.
knew when you went down there not to live among the tourists, you know,
Oh
and
no.
the, what do they call them?
Expats.
Expats. You knew not to do that. You always lived with the locals.
Yeah, that's true. I
You've
always did.
always gotten into apartments. I mean, your price of your apartment is crazy. You know, it's, yeah, no, you've always done that. You knew that from the get-go. Because I remember you told me, no, Christina, I live with the locals. And I actually would prefer if I lived there, I would do the same, you know?
Well, because that's, in my opinion, the only way to live, when you move to a new country. but yeah, I mean, I've been yelled at because when people they're very frank down here, they ask you, oh, how much do you pay rent, paying rent, right? And so when I tell them, they're like, you're the reason why we can't afford to live here. I said, but what am I supposed to do? I still, and then when I tell them the place I
But you don't
have,
even pay a lot, Oliver. You're like in a mediocre, you know what I mean?
yeah, I mean, but see, but then that's why I tell them, but I got a big place. I mean, you
You have
won't
a
find,
house, really. Yeah.
yeah, and you won't find that. I mean, for what it is that I'm paying, you just won't. And it's,
No, you won't. And I don't think that, yeah, for sure. I mean, I was looking at some of the apartments in Versailles. I mean, it's like you could pay a lot of money in some of those buildings, you know?
and sometimes double of what I'm paying at the moment.
100%. I mean, there's little pockets of like, you know, places where, you know, I mean, I think if you're going to rent something, you're not going to do it over the internet or over the phone. You're going to go down there and that's where you're going to find something, you know.
Well, it's also good to be down here and get to know people and locals and all that and get the good deals because they are here. But you do have to know people who know people who know people, right?
There you
Because,
go.
yeah.
Yeah,
So,
for
but
sure.
that goes for anywhere that you live in the world, I suppose. But it's yeah, it's an adventure, and I'm absolutely loving it. Now I just need to get my little Chihuahua back, and
Yeah, I
everything
can
will
see
be
that he's
perfect.
having a really good time.
Oh God, I'm never gonna get him back.
Well, I mean, he is with magnificent people. You can't blame him.
He's so spoiled.
Oh my God, your sister is like probably
Oh.
ridiculous with him, but you know, thank God, right? That you know he's being so well taken care of, you
So
know?
now he has two staircases, one for her bed and one for the couch in the living room.
Oh my God, she must be spoiling the hell out of him.
I'm just like, really?
She's
Yeah,
probably
because we
feeding him Danish cheese while he's sitting on the couch.
hope not. But
Yeah.
he is getting so seriously, this is what she does. Every time he runs out to pee and he comes back in, he gets a treat. Oh, you were so good, here's a treat. He's figured that one out really, really well.
Oh my God, he's so sweet,
He keeps
Oliver.
running out. Oh, he has to go out again. And then he comes in, wants a treat. And I was like, sis, you really haven't figured out that he has figured you're out. I mean,
I mean, this dog is so smart, right? Because like he came from Mexican owners who spoke only Spanish to Oliver, who taught him how to speak English, and now he's in Denmark learning to speak Danish and understand Danish. So he's a very intelligent dog and he speaks three languages. He's living up to his name, that's for sure, as Marco Polo the Explorer.
yeah,
He's
he
very
does.
well versed. We'll have to teach him how to speak Italiano.
I got that poor little boy. He's gonna, the first thing I read about Chihuahuas or dog, and I mean, dog, stick to one language. Well, that was out the window
The
immediately.
dog knows three languages, guys. It's
He
like
does.
hysterical. He's probably really fluent now with your sister. Like you think you're gonna have to speak Danish to him, do you think, when he comes home?
Oh yeah. I'll speak Danish, English, and Spanish to him. It all depends on which mood I'm
Because
in.
he understands all three. Wrap your brain around this, that Oliver's dog is smarter than all of us. Wrap your brain around that, guys.
So did we get any questions that we
You know,
saw?
can you look, can you refresh your page and look? Because I don't know, for some reason, I'm having a difficult time doing that.
I think there is something here. Let's see. Let me see. Okay. From Maureen, she asked, Christina LaFrance and Oliver Guttorm would love a
Christina
where's it does ask, would love a card for my son Ryan, born August 17th, 1993. Do you see him staying in his current job? He started on January 1st, I suppose. January 8th. Just hoping to get his shit together.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi,
I love her.
Maureen.
Yeah, he's gonna be there for a while. He's I think he's yeah, I pulled some really nice cards. Oh God. You know, he's gonna be there for a while. It's like I feel like there's been some lessons learned and he's had a lot of upheavals in his life lately that have he's a Leo, you know. He's a great kid. He's just, you know, he's got that Leo energy, so but no, I feel like he's going to get more grounded and he's going to take this really seriously. And there's a lot of mistakes that he made from the past that he's going to be looking at and saying, I can't do that again, you know, because my mom's going to kill me. No, I'm kidding. But no,
Hello.
seriously, the cards look good, Oliver. Do you take a look?
No, I want to add to you that whole thing about, some mistakes he's made in the past that I think he's afraid of making again. But yeah, I absolutely seeing him staying in this job, 10 of cups. I mean, hello.
Yeah. Oh,
It's gonna
that's
do
funny. I got Ace of Cups.
well, he's gonna stay in it. I mean, oh, so
Oh,
you
and then
got
I
the
got the
ace of.
star as the outcome. No, he's staying there. Maureen, he's going to be all right, honey. You don't have to worry about him.
No, the only thing that I would say, and that's not even a caution, is just that, past disappointments, whatever it is that he has invested in and it hasn't panned out the way he wanted to, like the way he wanted it to pan out in the past, he needs to stop overthinking those things. I mean, if that's, I mean, we all do it. We overthink, right? That's a human condition, especially if we've had past bad experiences. But if he can allow himself to stay out of his mind for a while and just take things as they come and know that it's going to be okay, then he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he has that like the big theme I feel around Ryan right now is boundaries. Like he really has to have boundaries concerning authority. How fitting for Aquarius season. That rebellious energy that all us Aquarians
I know,
navigate
right?
through. I'm not rebellious at all, but he's good. Yeah, that's
You're not
I
rebellious.
can't even say that with a straight face, but yeah, so Ryan is going to learn boundaries around authority, and he's going to learn how to temper his energy, that fire energy of, wanting what he wants when he wants it. And, just because you know it to be true, or you know that there's something that's an injustice or what have you, sometimes you got to learn to zip it, right? So he's kind of going through that phase in his life, where I'm learning to temper that and learn how to zip it. And he's going to be okay, Maureen. He's a great kid. He's going to be okay.
Absolutely. And I always, when I hear young Leos, I always see the card of the Prince of Wands, which is a very energetic card, but it's also a very ego-driven card in the sense that there's a lot
Not
of lessons.
Leos.
There's
They're
a
not
lot of
driven by their egos at
no.
all.
No, but the good news is that then when you flip the coin and you see the King of Wands, then you are literally looking at somebody who grew with the task and has reached a place right now where they can leave the ego behind and step up and be there for people.
Yeah, and as they get older, they hopefully grow into that, like all of us, right? But
Yeah, all of
we're all
us,
trying
yeah.
to, people always say, what is my sun sign represents? And I say, it's what you're trying to become in this life. Yeah, you're trying to become your sun sign. Your moon sign is your emotional health, right? And your rising sign is who you're pretending to be, who you're masquerading to be.
Well, we got another question
Go right ahead.
from, okay, I'm totally going to butcher this name. I am so sorry in advance.
No, he's not. I'm kidding. Such an asshole. I'm
Jesus,
sorry.
man. It's only because it's almost your birthday I let you get away
You're
with
letting
that
me
one.
get away with being an asshole, right? Okay.
Oh my God, you gotta tell me how to pronounce this name. Morina,
I just call her
Cordelia.
Diana. Just make it short and say Diana Elizabeth.
Oh, Diana Elizabeth. Okay, well,
What a
here. Do
beautiful
you
name,
know
though, right?
it is totally
My
beautiful?
God.
That's why
Gorgeous.
I'm so sad that I just probably
That you butchered it.
put it through the meat grinder. But
Yeah. What does she want to know?
I'm trying to get my finances in order. Any messages for me?
Oh.
What? What happened?
I'm sorry. I had to bend over and grab the cards that flew out of the deck. So we got
Oh,
the
that
High
sounded
Priestess.
painful.
It was very painful. I'm getting old. I'm going to be 40. It's not easy,
In which universe?
Well, we do reside in different dimensions. I'm choosing the one where I'm 40. Actually, if I could choose, I would choose 30. Wasn't 30 a great age?
No, it was horrible.
No, I don't mean in your experience. I just mean in, not what you experienced, but just like body wise and what you looked like. 30.
No, that was my
No.
50s.
Really? Oh
I'm
no.
getting in shape and I'm where I want to be now in my 50s.
No, I get that. Like I mean, if I could say that, I think I've looked right now and I look,
You look great.
oh well, thank you. But I definitely work out a lot and I'm in shape. But yeah, I'd like to be 30 forever. But anyway, let's get back to other reading. Me and you are such airheads, right?
Squirrel.
Sorry, it's double Libra and Aquarius. We're up in that, All right. So I get the High Priestess energy around her finances, which is not a bad thing.
What am I getting? I get the Ace of Wands. Oh my God, there's totally new beginnings coming for you. That's gonna make you like I see you're actually pulling out your creative talents and you are being asked to be creative in order to get your finances in order, if that
Yeah,
makes
and give
any
up the
sense.
illusion. I get the moon in reverse. Give up the illusion of what's going on. Listen, I have some really good advice that I give to people all the time. And I use it for myself. And I've spoken to Oliver about this on many occasions, and we always smile really big when we talk about this. Concerning finances, you really have to go on the one-day plan, right, Oliver? Like just one day. Like you're happy today, you have what you need. And even if you don't have what you need, you can't keep thinking so far in advance all the time because it just brings so much anxiety. I mean, I know that we have to plan for the future, but it's non-productive when we're worried about the future constantly concerning our finances because it brings us into an energy of lack, which just keeps putting us on the hamster wheel. So I say the one day
True.
plan of, you know what, I paid this bill today. You know, this is okay, and more money is going to come in, all is well. And if you get in a spot where you're completely taken over by the fear of your wounded ego, all is well, I am safe. And I know that sounds so like, really, that's going to work, Christina. It actually does. If you have to say it 1,000 times in one day, God bless
Yeah.
Louise Hay. If you have to say it 1,000 times in one day, then you say it. But you
Yeah.
just keep that funky noise that goes on in your brain and puts your body into shock and fear, and shifts your energy, downshifts your energy. All is well, I am safe. And it, like I said, 1,000 times, I don't care how many times you have to say it. But your finances are going to be on the uprise. You know, I've got the High Priestess, I got the Moon in reverse. Step out of the illusion, use your intuition. Oliver's pulled great cards. I'm sorry I cut you off, Oliver, but
What?
I always do.
What?
Did I cut you off when you were talking?
By the way, you have a new name for your show.
That, darling?
Let me tell you why. We
Let
look
me tell you what, I
like.
always tell Oliver that. That's my catchphrase. So Oliver will be going through something and he'll say, Christina, this happened, whatever. And I'll say, Oliver, do you want me to tell you why? And he
Okay,
looks at me and goes,
and but he doesn't see, I don't even get a chance to say whether I want to or not. She said, "Do you want to tell me why?" Okay, let me tell you why.
I don't even give him a chance to respond because he looks at me like, does it really matter if I want to know? Like, in the scheme of things, Christina, does it really matter what I want? Because you're just going to tell me anyway.
That's exactly it, you know. Back to yes, I do have one more card, and I think this isn't like for me, I think it's an important question message, and that is it, there's something that I feel like you're still holding on to in order to get your finances in order, and you need to let go of that because that I think that's the block. It could be an idea, it could be a thought, it could be something you've done for a long time, but now
Yeah,
it
let
doesn't
go of the
serve you anymore.
illusion. There you go. You got the same thing as me. Let go of the illusion. Let go of the illusion.
Okay, well, see, I was so paying attention to you.
Yeah, you bastard. As soon as I say, you really want to know why? Oliver zones out into La La Land in his typical Capricorn fashion.
I was sitting with I think it was my trainer the other day. We were sitting at Gusto and this guy came to, I mean, he was really lit. I had no clue what that man was on. And he started talking about whether we were content and all that. I just sat there and looked at him. He said, "You look bored." I'm like, oops. Was that my face talking?
Sorry, you're really
Sorry.
boring. You should have said, I'm not bored, you're boring.
I'm just like, what's going on here? Anyway, so John has a question.
Okay.
He said, "What do the cards see for me as far as work goes this year? Any messages for me?"
On the floor. Oh, Jesus.
Why don't you just sit on the floor?
I know. You know what? Hang on, guys. I'm gonna get on the floor.
Just kidding.
Oliver, I pulled the sun. I pulled the sun, John, which, I mean, do I really even have to explain what the sun means?
If I get the sun too,
Oh my God.
can you
You got
imagine?
the sun. You
No, I
got the
said if
sun.
I get the sun, this
Oh
is.
God, that'd be hysterical. But
Oh
yeah,
no, but I
you.
get the Empress. Hello,
Ooh,
sun and the Empress.
that's beautiful.
Yeah, John, we don't have to say anything else. It's just good. Just kidding.
We're just banking on that. You know what that means. Oliver, can you explain the sun and the Empress?
Well, the sun is literally about the right partners sort of coming together, but it's also about getting your moment to shine and show what your talents they are. And it depends on which card you're looking at. And there are different cards. I mean, the sun in my deck that I'm using right now is really full of colors and brightness and time to celebrate. The Empress is literally having a chance to excel in everything that you put your mind to, with the sun as a back background there, but it's also Mother Earth in a sense. So it comes very much with a protective and a very intuitive sense of what it is that you need to do in order to get where you need to go work-wise this year. But altogether, it spells success for you, very much so this year. I think maybe what it is may not have kickstarted yet, but it will not be long before it's actually going to take you into different periods in your life this year that you're going to look back on and go, oh my God, what a year. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. I would, it represents abundance. You get
It
the
does,
sun
yeah.
next to an abundance card,
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's going to be, there's going to be some really good opportunities that are coming your way for sure, John. So I hope that that helps. We
Yeah.
got 3 minutes. What do we got? About 3 minutes left.
So there's one
So,
last question if we can do it fast.
of course.
That's Pamela, and she said, I'm trying to get my act together this year. Any
Me and you
insights
both, Pamela.
where to start first? I'm a bit overwhelmed. Start first. Where should she start first to get her act together? Well, I mean, do we need to turn cards on that?
Well, I think you should start what bothers you the most. So, well, bothers you the most, but really the best place to start is in repeat patterning. So you want to get your shit together. So let's look at your life in a way that says, what keeps putting itself on repeat that's really irritating and bothers me the most? Like, what do I keep seeing popping up? So it could be in the realm of finances, it could be in your love life. Pick something and get moving. So in other words, like, let's say that it's in finances. I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying if you picked fine, I mean, we're all could improve our finances, right? So whatever I'm involved in that isn't giving me what I want and keeps repeating the same pattern over and over in my finances, that's where I'm going to start. So whatever irritates you the most and you keep seeing on repeat that you want to, that's where you should work. I think, what do you think, Oliver?
No, absolutely, and it's so funny. I pulled the Empress again, right? So, and for me, that's about, if I
I
would
pulled the
say anything.
levers.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. Seriously, I mean, they complement each other so well. So what I would say to you, Pamela, I also think it's important that the first place you start is with yourself. And that's sort of what Christina was saying, because all of that is about you. But start with yourself. I mean, nothing can happen unless you start with yourself.
What
And
irritates you? What's on repeat? I mean, totally focusing on self is a really great thing. It could just be like, I'm gonna start to go on the treadmill.
or
You
it could
you'd
also
be
just be,
shocked.
and because you get the Empress, stop putting other people first. Put yourself first for once.
100%. So it's like, you know what? Maybe just jumping on the treadmill or doing yoga every morning, committing to 20 minutes a day. That is, it sounds so small. And how's that going to help me? My finances or my marriage or my relationship or my lack of a relationship? It's going to help. Trust it. Trust it.
Yes.
Ask the universe to give you the answer. That is such a beautiful thing to do because the universe never fails to give you an answer if you're paying attention. A lot of the times we get the answers, Oliver, right? And we're like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Give me something better. Let me roll that wheel again.
I mean, the card keeps turning. No, I don't like that answer. I want another answer. No, I
Give me
like that
another
one.
answer.
And at the end of the day, you're not getting an answer. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, because we're always resisting what the universe says. The universe might just say, eat better. The universe might say, start walking, do some yoga. I don't know.
Stop mistaking donuts for salads, okay?
Oh my God, I love donuts. All right. It is time to go so we
Yes.
don't flip our wonderful producer out by staying on longer than we should. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Oliver. And I love you. And thank
I
you for
love you
joining
too.
me. Don't forget, Oliver is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to check him out. Thank you guys for joining me. And I'll see you back here next week. Take care. You've been listening to the Christina LaFrance Show.